Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We are going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Family, it's your time. You've got to believe this. You know what? We are here coaching you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848, or they can listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Now, if you need to go back, and I'm sure you are going to have to, we are on a series, The Power of Duplication. You can go to successwithnicola.com. Click on Power Start Call, and you'll be able to listen to our prior episodes. Now, by now, you should know this scripture by heart. You have to hide this in your heart. James 4:17, God has not moved us off of this scripture, and I cannot be disobedient because many people are struggling with this, and I am like, okay, God, I don't know. Is it something you're trying to tell me to? Guys, you need to know that when we are training you up to do it big on this call, I am not exempt. I am just a vessel. And so we're here at James 4:17, and this is what God says. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. If you're starting to learn the right thing, you can no longer act as if you can't take full responsibility for knowing the right thing to do. And if you continue not to do the right thing in this industry, leadership and duplication, you will see the consequence. And the consequence is you've given up something so precious, meaning your time, but then you will not be able to see the harvest that you're looking for. Meaning that even though you're sowing time seed, you will not reap the harvest that you're looking for. So many people in network marketing are spinning their wheels, and this thing is so simple. So I want us to go to the Lord and ask him to open us up. And even if you're still not catching it, even if you're still not grasping it, ask the Lord to give you even a sign that you're on the right track. I already know that many people, they've been programmed to do the total opposite of what it takes to make it big in network marketing. So one of the things we have to do is we have to be willing to release, let it go, so you can go to the next level. Father God, we come before you. We thank you on this day, for you are amazing, God. There is no one above you. We thank you, oh dear Lord, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we know that if we follow your principles, we will finish big. We will finish rich because your son died for us to have an abundant life. It was very clear. So, dear Lord, we're thanking you for your grace and your mercy that you give us an opportunity every single day to get back on track. Now, dear Lord, on this day, we are committing to chase you and stop chasing people and paper. We are not chasing the things, oh, dear Lord. We want to chase you because you are the one that give us the ability to gain wealth. Dear Lord, we don't want just a counterfeit. We don't want just a part of the wealth. We want it all. We're thanking you that you're giving us wealth in our spirit, our mind, and our body right now. We are thanking you, oh dear Lord, that we're going higher in you. So therefore, you're giving us more capability to go higher in business in every other area of our life. Now, as we are committed to accept your perfect will, no longer the permissive will, we're thanking you, oh dear Lord, for the power that you've given us through your Holy Spirit, that the angels will say, but what is man but we don't know enough. We want your omniscient wisdom to flow through us in each and every place of our lives. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, this is already done. We're moving into leadership and duplication. We're moving into freedom in every way possible. And we're covering those houses under the sound of my voice. Let them all be on one accord. Line them up, oh dear Lord. Teach us, correct us, and direct us to the path toward you. Higher level of thinking, so that now we can start manifesting the things that we desire. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. All right, guys, good morning. Yes, you can go in the queue. We've been talking about the power of duplication. And, you know, all I can tell you is this. People are getting so much revelation, and my prayer has been that for everything that is concealed, let it be revealed to you what it is you need to do so you can go to the next level. Whatever it is in your heart, in your mind, I want it to be revealed to you so you can go to the next level. Guys, I want you to know that we live in our heads. If we can say we reside in, like I reside in Georgia, you might be in New York, you might be in Washington, California, but I want you to know where you really live is in your head. So until you get this down and you at least say, I'm willing to comply. What I've been doing thus far, it may have worked somewhere else, but it's not working here, not at the level that I know I deserve. If you know you deserve more, then you got to be willing to give up some things. So now what I want you to know, with the power of duplication, the checklist. Many people, you got to understand that if you're not rolling through that checklist, if you still have things that are not checked off, you still have work to do. It's going to take an attitude. An attitude, higher level of attitude that it can increase your altitude, an attitude that you are willing to admit that what you've been doing have not been working thus far. You have not been following the system to the T. We need you to know that your personality or your talent is not duplicatable. That's not duplicatable. So you need to move out of even a percentile. Do you know it's 76%. Percent of Americans going paycheck to paycheck. You are in an industry that can move you out of that. Like if you put your hand to the plow and get in it to win it, 90 days of committed leadership and duplication can change your life. You got to be able to believe it before you can even achieve it. Move outside of that individuality siloism thing that has been hindering you to grow, and let's move into the way that you should be building your business, which is a duplicatable way. So if you have the mindset of a fast start with long-term thinking, you are on the right track. I want you to go over these points here. Once you enroll in your business, you got to get started right. That's your checklist deal. Then now you got to launch your business. If you have not gotten to the launch, you need to go back, rewind, go back and launch your business. If you don't launch your business, you're not going to be able to launch anyone else's business. Now, whether that's a virtual launch, whether that's your send out your text messages and then you get on the phone and go through, we have what is called the Players Club list, where you got to go through 50 names or what have you. In the beginning, the short list is 20 names first, and then now you can extend it out because you're going to be getting people who are either going to say, yep, you're going to get people who say, no, I want the services, or you're going to people who say, I'm not interested, and your next question should be, okay, no problem. Everything isn't for everyone. Who else do you think this will be a good fit for? And this is how you start building on your list. For those who say, I don't know anybody. No one has any money. Well, they don't have any money for you, but why is it working for other people in your company and it's not working for you? Have you asked yourself that question lately? That's why I said we live in our head. Let's think about it for a moment. Why is it that you have people in your company making six, multiple six, even seven figures, but you're saying it's not working for you? You guys have the same business. You got the same comp plan. You have the same resources for those who want to be duplicatable. So then why is it not working for you? Now, what we got to ask is this. After you launch your business, you got to get your first win. Don't stop until you get your first win. This is with the proper structure of duplication, as now we're going to go into that now it's time to build duplication style. It's time to build duplication style. Now, I can tell you this. It's up to you. If it haven't already been trained to you, I know that that has been my business, making my business in my companies. I've only been in two companies, built them both, and made multiple seven figures in both. Now, what I need you to know is this. You got to find the code to your comp plan. And when you find that, that's what you duplicate. Don't veer off to the left or the right. Now, there are many combinations to build. Just like, for instance, when you put in your GPS to get to a destination, they'll tell you alternate routes. They may give you the best route, but then now you might say, I want to veer off. You can get alternate routes. And when you look at those alternate routes, sometimes your ETA, estimated time of arrival, the estimated time of arrival may change. Now, I need you to know that there is always a good, better, and best way to build your business in network marketing. It's numbers. So numbers can always be moved around and adjusted, and it looks like it's the same thing, but you're looking for your fastest path to cash. Because you got to get people their first win. You're looking to build in a fashion that now it automatically builds you, not just for now, but you have the proper structure for later. And then now you're looking at it where it's something simple and easy to remember. Simple and easy to remember. Now, I need you guys to understand this. There's always going to be one of those combinations in building your business that unlocks the gold. Like I shared, I found it twice, and it just so happened to be the same number for me. It ended up being five. Now, I need you to know this has led us to big, big wins. Predictable money, tsunami money, long money. Now, if you don't want to be, like my hubby would say, a one-hit wonder in the industry, you got to find that key. You got to find that combination. You got to find that code, and you need to duplicate that and ride that until the wheels fall off. Now, you know what? We did a training called Synergy, right? And Synergy was where I simplified our compensation plan so simple that people were like, this is it? This all you got? It got to be more. Yeah. And I'm like, listen, if you can build an atmosphere for other people to grow called leadership, and you can have a positive atmosphere where people are building consistently with income producing activity, this is the deal. I might not know a lot of things. But I know how to build network marketing businesses. And I'm going to tell you something. If you have positive leaders who are consistently doing income-producing activity, and then you have leaders who are willing to contribute with excellence, yep, you build a huge legacy that will last. I won't tell you anything different. I can remember Because everybody have levels, right? My first company, we earned $1 million first year. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Then I met another gentleman who had been earning millions of dollars for years. Is there a difference? Absolutely, there is. I did it my first year. He had been doing it for years. And then I was doing it where I was building, and I had to continuously do transactions to maintain those numbers until I began to understand the power of duplication and residual income. That is what you're after in network marketing. Now, this gentleman here, he said, I only work 65 out of 365 days. And guess what? If you're making $1 million that you got to work for every day, and you're making $1 million that you ain't got to work for any day, is there a difference? Absolutely. So then I was able to now create a new goal that I wanted to earn at least six figures a month residually. We've met the goal in the company that we're in now, residually. And then now, because it's all about serving, not selling, I love what I do, so I'm still working because it don't feel like work. Now, I need you to hear me. When you find your leader tell you, whether it's power five, power three, power two, you got to check that thing. And then you ride that duplication process. If they tell you you need two business partners and you need three customers, or you need three business partners and you need two customers, check that thing out. Duplicate. That's all I got to say, family, because that is what most people don't see. You don't see that synergy. Let me tell you what happens. It's so similar to like how we do the line dance. Even in that training, we did what was called the line dance. You guys know the line dance. You dance that little dance where everybody doing the same thing. And then, you know, some people get out of line because maybe they didn't know the dance or what have you. Then some people got to get real fancy. They got to show that they really got all the moves, and they forget that it's supposed to be everybody doing the same thing. But guess what also happens? After you do about three or four sets of it, people start getting tired. And then they start doing their own thing. Hence, it's no longer the line dance. It starts being something else. That's what happens in network marketing. People start doing the same thing. People start getting results, and bam, they said, no, I'm going to throw out the Michael Jackson on you, but better yet, I'm going to hop on the Prince on you, and you're saying, hold on, that ain't the dance we doing. Now, how many more people can dance like Michael Jackson? How many more people can dance like Prince? Hence, it stopped being network marketing. Guys, stick to the basics. Crack that code to that comp plan. If it hasn't already been done for you, I know in our company, is already cracked. Follow that until you can get it right. Just like in that line dance, you might got to continue to go to training. Training is something you never stop doing. But then now when you can start seeing that system being duplicated in your organization, when you can go down in your list and you know, when you know what that combination is, all you're looking for is filling in the gaps. That's all you're looking for in your organization. If it's supposed to say people supposed to have two business partners and you enroll the person, they got one business partner, what do you need to do? Get another business partner. If it says, okay, they need three customers and they only have one customer, what do they need to do? Get two more customers and keep building those structures. You will have a business that is going to pay you long money. Who want to talk this morning? Let's get in the chat. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. You're going to need ongoing training for this. You're going to need ongoing training for this. I can assure you. Let's go in the queue. Good morning. Good morning. I know this number. They go in the queue first every morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
In traffic, so I want to get my business to the point where I don't have to do this ride every morning. Takes me
so you don't like traffic, huh?
No, I don't like plastic. Not with a bit. But a couple things. I like what you're saying. I realize that this is probably the number one challenge that we have, right, being duplicatable. And I understand the reason, because in the world, we got to be different, right? Different gets number one place. In this world, right, everybody needs to work together and be duplicatable. I don't know yesterday if I was misunderstood, but I was trying to help people understand that network marketing is onto something much greater than we even understand. And I've been in a lot of industries, and I'm starting to see that, and yesterday I had the thought that network marketing is probably closer to God's kingdom, how he wanted us to have abundance, right? Because it's not about us. It's about other people. And so everything that you're talking about is biblical principle, and that's why, you know, I'm even scared to say, I mean, I'm going to do my other stuff. You know, I got real estate and all this other stuff that I'm doing. But I really think that network marketing is something that if we can get a hold of it, it's far beyond any industry, even the greatest industry that you can think of in our society. This is way beyond it. Because, again, as long as you have passion and you can get, you know what I mean, there's no barrier to entry. It's not like you can – you have, you know, like it's putting certain people out. And we know in our society, we're always getting put out of something.
That's right.
But
it's inclusive.
But back to, exactly. And that's the point I was trying to make yesterday, but then I felt like maybe some people might have misunderstood me. So I'm learning better communication. You have to be, I mean, this is the other thing about network marketing. It begins with you. So if you're not right, and you build on a soft, you know, on a rocky foundation, it's going to show quickly. So you got to do the work, and sometimes it may not be as quick as you want, but you got to do the work. And if you do it on right foundation, which is what you're giving us, the right foundation. So we can only have the one choice but to succeed, and that's how I see it. And I thank you so much, Nicola. I really do. This is, again, like you said,
I don't want to interrupt you. I need you to say something one more time, please. You said something, Sandra. You start sharing, and people might be like, oh, we're hearing her again. You better listen closely. And I don't think it may also have to do, we both have been sown into by the same shepherds for so many years that things come out. But I need you to say one thing. One more time. You said, if you're not right, it's going to come out. So you've got to what? Work on yourself even harder than you work on your business.
And just to add to that same, I've had to do a lot of work in a lot of areas, but I'm telling you, this is the hardest work I've ever had to do, and it's all because of me, not because of something else that I had to accomplish. It's because I got to deal with me, and nobody wants to deal with themselves. You'd rather ignore it, right? But you've got to deal with you. Otherwise, if you don't, you're not really going to build on the right foundation. And that's why I love this. And that's why I think this, you know, the way you're presenting network marketing is just phenomenal. I mean, maybe other people present it the same way, but I didn't know. So, but this way is just phenomenal. It's beyond, like I said, it's beyond just a job. It's beyond just money. This is like, I don't know, it's not only just a lifestyle, but it's something that I feel is about to change the world. I mean, really, we could change the world with the stuff you talk. You know what I mean? The principles that you're pulling, these are life-changing principles. It reminds me of the disciples. They had these same principles. Jesus was the teacher, and he rocked the world side down on these very principles that you're teaching every single day. For free on top of that.
There you go.
So anyway.
Well, hey, all you got to do is pay it some time. That's all you got to do is pay it some time and attention. Pay it some time and attention. All that God has done for myself and my family through this industry, I have to sow seeds for free. It is just called my reasonable service. because so many people misunderstand network marketing, even people who are earning money in it. They're misunderstanding, like you're saying, the principles, the laws of the industry. And you know what? Dr. Miles Monroe said, you know what? Your passion, he said, people don't know what their purpose is. It's not your passion. Your passion is not the things that you say, oh, wow, only I'll do this for free, but it's things that piss you off. And there are some things in network marketing that piss me off. And these are the things that I said, you know what? God, give me the words to communicate it so that the people who want to do very well, number one, they won't be deterred. They won't think that this industry is something that it's not. People think that it's only about a ton of people who are greedy and want to manipulate and want to sell and want to be a pyramid and all these things. And I say, when I hear that stuff, I'm saying, absolutely not. It's the thing that allows me to sow so much into the kingdom. It's the thing that allows me to do whatever, you know, we can do for our parents. It's the thing that allowed me to fast forward my retirement planning for myself and my family. It's the thing that allows me to say, you know what? I don't have to compromise for money. I can live a day where I wake up every single day to help people. And that will sustain me. That will help to build me up while we're building up people. People have this industry misunderstood. We got another person came in the queue. Good morning. You guys are moving. 478, last four, 5022. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
I'm awesome. Good morning to you.
This is Cassandra Moody. I'm so excited. I'm in queue. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Cassandra. What's going on, Superstar?
Look, you know what? Oh, my God. I can totally relate to this. You know, a lot of people, they don't believe they have to work on self. And that is the biggest issue that I run into. It's all about somebody else or what they think somebody else done wrong. You have to learn to work on yourself, because you're right. Network marketing is about helping other people. But in order to help other people, you really have to start with yourself and change that mindset. Mindset is very important.
And we have to keep drilling it in, because let me tell you something. It is some people that, you know, around their mind and even around their heart first is a ton of cement, a ton of cement. So it's like we're taking this chisel and then we're taking this chisel and this hammer, and we might go to one spot and it's so hard that no matter what, they even hang up because they don't want to hear prayer. They even hang up because they don't want to hear the correction. They even hang up even though they haven't had the success where they'll say, that's not how that goes. Then now we got to move the chisel somewhere else, and then we start chipping at it there, and they're like, oh, I'm not even getting on. Then they realize they start running in these brick walls, and they hop back on. Right? The call. Then now they come back on the call and they're like, oh, they still on that? They still on that? Then remember that that message was specifically for them. They haven't overcome that challenge yet. And then now we're chiseling. Now finally, we get a little crack. And they say, oh, wow, just because on this day, it was the day where they were a little bit more vulnerable. They were a little bit more humble. And then we come back around and we start chiseling. And then people start breaking down. Things become like it's unbearable, overwhelming, can't go no more, can't do another day. But then they remember that they woke up another day, which is the inclination that you can do it, just the fact that you woke up another day. Then they come on this call and the message is still consistent. We ain't changing. God said he today, same today, yesterday, and forevermore. So we are talking his principles. We have to be consistent. And eventually, when they say, well, let me just give it a try, Let me try what they say. Bam, I got my first win. Bam, you were right. If I do 50, I am going to get 5 people in my business. Bam, now I was able to get somebody else to do the same thing. Bam, now I'm a believer, and now they're a believer. They own something. Now they start moving to the stage and stop being only in the audience, rooting somebody on, and now somebody called their team, the somebody's called their team, is rooting them on. The power of duplication, family. Let's get some more folks on. I'm telling you, this thing is lighting up. The power of duplication, ain't no way around it, not in this industry. Sandra says it best, in this world. Yes, network marketing is a whole different world than what you operating in every day. I'm going to tell you one thing, but you got to ask somebody. When people start following these principles, they come out of that 76% paycheck to paycheck. Do you want to be one of them? Do you want money to no longer be an excuse for why you're not living the life that you deserve? Peace out, guys.